Hello, and welcome to Intellectual Thoughts of a Teenage Girl, Program 15, aired on Global Community Radio. I'm your host, Nicole Garland. I wanted to apologize to you guys because I wasn't there last week, and I had also promised something. I had brought an apology to Serena, but due to recent circumstances, I have been unable to go to LA, some housing issues, things like that. So I wanted to apologize to you as an audience as well for not being able to go to LA and give you the promised video podcast. But I will be going sometime before the end of the year. I'm going to try to make that happen for you guys. If not, it'll be sometime next year, but I'm not going back on my word. It's just going to be delayed for a little bit for the time being. So I also wanted to apologize for not being on last week. My voice was really shot. I was really sick. I was unable to do the show last week. So I had my boss replay the interview with Brandon Daly because I will be doing my first ever video podcast interview with Mr. Brandon Daly in a few weeks. So I wanted you guys to be reminded of who he was and what he's doing so that you, when I go to interview him again, you're completely caught up. For those of you who don't know a lot about my show but want to learn more updates and things that I've been doing lately, please feel free to check out my website, www.intellectualthoughtsofateen@gmail.com. If you have any comments or feedback for me or any of my guests, please feel free to hit me up on Twitter and Facebook at Teen Girl Radio, and let me know your comments and feedback for the show. Please feel free to email me at intellectualthoughtsofateen@gmail.com. So, a few of you have asked and written feedback and questions for certain guests, and when I have them on, I'm going to read your comments and questions out loud that are appropriate. There are some words that I'm not allowed to say on the radio. So that being said, those inappropriate questions or comments I'm not allowed to speak on the radio. If you would like to rephrase certain words that you've used that I can use on the radio, then I have no problem rephrasing your comment or question. Just please let me know and write me another email or hit me up on Facebook or Twitter or my email so that I get in all your guys' comments and questions from my guests. There has been some recent controversy. Mac Miller has died. He was a rapper who was entangled with the pop star Ariana Grande, and a lot of people say that it is her fault that he died. Whether we know that is true, he has died of an overdose, and so I want to pay tribute and rest in peace, Mac Miller. Other news, so Machine Gun Kelly, also known as MGK, has came out with a diss 6 years ago for Eminem, and Eminem has came out with a surprise album with a diss back to MGK. With this recent controversy, MGK has decided to attack G-Eazy as well. So I wanted to talk to you about some of the information that I've collected and my thoughts and opinions on what's going on in the world. So, according to Eminem in an interview that I saw today over Facebook, he was interviewing a man. I'm not very familiar with the show, but he has discussed that and disclosed that he had no idea that MGK had dissed his daughter Haley back in 2012. He did not find out until a year and a half later, he says, because he was going through YouTube and he had going through the deep darkest parts of YouTube. He had found a YouTube video stating that MGK has dissed his daughter Haley. He says that he does not care about MGK and that he wishes that he would be left alone. And MGK came out with a diss to Eminem as well, because Eminem has dissed his daughter as well for being half black. With the recent controversy, I believe that with this new battle rap, it is bringing back a older type of rap that involves more lyrics and it's not mainstream, or as MGK likes to call it, frat music. With that being said, MGK dissed Eminem in a song called Rap Devil. He is now calling himself the Rap Devil, and he played in Michigan that song, and it's now available on Spotify for our entertainment. He has also dissed G-Eazy in a freestyle with Flex, and he has attacked G-Eazy for his recent arrest at LAX for coke possession, among some other things. And in return, G-Eazy has called him out for when they were on tour together. And he has deep respect for most of the OGs, and it does not seem like MGK does. And I'm a fan of all three of these rappers. I believe that Eminem is the OG, so you have to give respect to the OG. I do believe that MGK is bringing back a little bit more of lyrical rap. And I don't entirely agree with Eminem's comment on that interview that there are better rappers out there, because of course there's going to be better rappers, but I think that MGK can really make it in the business if he stopped attacking OGs and other famous rap artists. I believe G-Eazy is popular. He sells out stadiums and stuff for his so-called frat music. And I cannot say that one rapper is better than the other. I'm a fan of all three of them. But I do not... if MGK wants to make it in the rap business, I think that he should be careful about who he attacks. Because I understand that he's bringing back lyrical rap and they are coming out with newer discs and responses, but I feel like there is a better way to go about it than calling each other out on their weaknesses. Rap is a form of expression, and that expression can be used in any way they so please. Eminem has come out with a few MGK disses. It is very confusing to follow through because there are a lot of songs that say they are MGK disses on YouTube, but upon further analysis and further research, they are not, in fact, MGK disses, but they are written there to get more views. However, Eminem did come out with a song that I know that is an MGK diss, and it is called, hold on one second. So, it is called, it's has slipped my mind right now. So, I will come back around to it when I remember the name of the song. When G-Eazy came out with a diss, he came out with the MGK diss for Bad Boy. And, I think that it is... I do agree with G-Eazy that he says it's all too convenient that MGK started attacking G-Eazy after Eminem is no longer a part of his life. With that being said, I am done talking about the controversy with these rap artists. Honestly, I understand that it is a big thing going on in our culture, but I, as much as I've done all the research that I can, I do not want to be, I do not want to be that one radio talk show host that talks about this thing all the time. So with that being said, I'm done talking about, MGK and Eminem and G-Eazy and that whole mess. I have mostly been very busy trying to figure out my new job and wondering if I'm gonna go to school for next semester for college. And I wanted to read to you a small piece that I wrote about the family member that has passed. It is as if he were still here, this is what I would say to him. If I could see you one more time, I would have told you how I felt, but you were gone. Gone in a way that is irreversible. It's crazy that although time does pass, you are not here, so it's not worthwhile. It still feels like yesterday. Did you go in peace knowing how we all felt for you? It is so hard to say. The words left to say don't even compare to how empty I feel. Sometimes I wake up, eat, and dress, and yet still feel nothing. So much I could have said. And now, I will never part with those words that remain close to my heart. If you were here, I would apologize. I didn't do better. I will never forget your amazing being. But I will also never forget the anguish and despair when I saw you lying there. Except, you weren't there, were you? I saw you, or what was left of you, once more. And that's all I wrote for so far. I have never lost a family member before, and I am ashamed to admit that sometimes I wished I was closer, but sometimes I was afraid to get too close and it would hurt. And I didn't get as close as I should have been and wanted to be. But it still hurt really bad. And it sucks that he's not here every day. And there are a lot of regrets that I live with. And that's something that I learned, that if somebody close to you dies, it just shows just how much family needs to come together and be there for each other. Like, I understand that not everybody has the perfect family situation, and neither did I for a while. And sometimes there are going to be family you can't turn to, and I completely understand. But please cling to the family that you do have, because it sucks every day knowing that I could have done something better or been better. Because if you guys do not know me, but let's say your mother or your aunt died, and you two had a fight. Would you be okay with the last words that you said to your mother or aunt or anyone who died? Because if not, please talk to them and change that. Because I remember the last words that I ever said to my grandfather, and that was a day and a half before he passed away. I just want you all to know that life is precious, and that if you really care about somebody, you should definitely tell them, because they definitely deserve to know. So, let's talk about something brighter than this. So, I have a lot of plans for the future, but a lot of the time I'm still stuck trying to figure out ideas of what to talk about. And a lot of you have generously been giving me ideas and comments for the show. I appreciate the positivity. The constructive criticism, I believe, is necessary. So I thank you all, even though the way that you have come off is extremely aggressive. I do want to thank you guys for trying to put me on the right track to definitely make this show worthwhile to listen to. So, typically I record about 1 to 2 shows a week because I'm always thinking of my new ideas and what to talk to about. But I'm also a really bad procrastinator. I'll wait until the last minute to record a show. Like if it's Friday or Saturday, I'm recording a show that's going to be on that Sunday. So I definitely have issues with that. You are listening to Intellectual Thoughts of a Teenage Girl, Program 15, aired on Global Community Radio. I'm your host, Nicole Garland, and if you have any comments or feedback for the show, please feel free to hit me up on Twitter and Facebook at Teen Girl Radio. Let me know your comments and feedback for the show at intellectualthoughtsofateen@gmail.com. And if you have want more information about the show, including podcast information, that can be found on www.intellectualthoughtsofateengirl.blogspot.com. So I'm here talking about my feelings, loss of family members, the MGK debate, Mac Miller passing away, and I honestly do not know what to talk about. Let's see what else is going on in my life. I moved into a new place, and I'm really happy that I no longer have to be moving from place to place, worrying about where I'm gonna record my show. I have been catching up on Once Upon a Time. I'm on season 4, so please do not email me any spoilers for the show. I've been trying to catch up. I talk about it more in my next show, but I'm a really big fan of Regina. And I'm also a big fan of Hook, so I'm really excited for the events that are gonna come that I'm gonna talk about in the next episode. I wanted to talk to you guys because I never fully talked to you guys about it. So, for those of you who do not know, I'm a huge fan of Merlin. And I'm not just talking about the show, I'm talking about the actual person, the physician. Although he did not have magic, he was still a wonderful being. And I do strongly enjoy the Arthurian legends and stories about King Arthur. And so, the most spiritual place that you can find, if you all believe that King Arthur did is it did exist at some point, which I do believe, Mostly where the Arthurian legends took place was in Wales, in England. And a lot of the names that I'm going to pronounce, I'm probably going to pronounce them wrong. So please excuse me for anyone who listens that may have been from London. I do not mean to upset you guys by pronouncing it wrong. So, when I was 14, I went with my step grandparents, our adoptive grandparents, and they took me for my 8th grade graduation, and I believe I received like £500 from my adoptive family. I had a really fun time. We got to London and we stayed a couple nights there, and I went on their train so much that I honestly felt like when I was off, I was still dizzy and still felt like I was on the I think they call it the trolley. It's like the little train that they have, like the Piccadilly station and stuff. Well, I've been on the London Eye. I've done a lot of touristy things around LA, excuse me, London. And we eventually traveled downward on the map, and we went to Conwy. They had a castle there that my adoptive grandfather was really interested in. As we progressed, I met a man named Lawrence Maine, which I've been meaning to get back into contact with. It's been forever. And he was a very spiritual and really amazing person. He taught me a lot about dowsing, and he taught me more about the Arthurian legends than I knew about. He was very, very specific. He believed that a lot of the parts of the legends were false, or that they were fabricated to create a better story. Like in the series, in the series Merlin and in the legends, King Arthur was murdered by a man named Mordred, and Mordred was either supposed to be his nephew or his son. In most of these legends, and it was as far as I know, incorrect, and he was actually murdered by a man who was his uncle, I believe. I learned more about Merlin and that spiritual journey, and I just remember being there and being like, this is amazing. I'm in Wales, I'm in Camlann. I went to the place where Arthur was slain, and I just remember being there and being like, it's so great, and I remember feeling so at home there. Like, the energy was very welcoming, it was very understanding. I felt like Merlin was next to me. We went to the place where Merlin was supposed to have been his final resting place. We went to Bardsey Island in Wales, and I just remember being there and knowing that he had been there at some point because I could feel the energy there, and it was just so amazing and so intoxicating. It was just beautiful. So I've been to Bardsey Island. So in the TV show Merlin, the guy who plays King Arthur, Bradley James, and the guy who plays Merlin, Colin Morgan, they go on the spiritual journey just like I did. And that's what gave me the idea to tour around and get to know more about the Arthurian legends outside of Merlin. They went to the largest known Arthurian library in Mold, but they actually moved it. They moved it, I cannot remember, but they moved it towards one of their universities over there, and I just remember being there and looking at all the different books. That was the largest library I had ever seen. It was amazing. And I just remember being there and being like, I can actually breathe again. I was inhaling so much knowledge about the Arthurian legends. I just remember looking at those very old books, and being there was just so, it was so informational, that whole trip, getting to know Merlin and King Arthur as they were in the flesh and when they were, when they were together, and it was so long ago, and it was just amazing. So, was talking about this university and talking about, talking about the kind of information that they had there, and I'm sorry, I hate to stutter a lot. So what I'm trying to say is there was so much information that I was grasping about the Arthurian legends, and I was just appalled by how many books were saved from that library. The Bangor University is where they held the largest collection of Arthurian books in Wales and the northern part of England. It was arrived from, I believe it was Mold of Wales, and they had, I don't believe that they had lost any books in the process, but it was definitely very informational to be there on that spiritual journey. We were going to go to a Stonehenge festival for dowsers and spiritual people at Stonehenge in Ireland. And unfortunately, we decided that it would be easier and less of a financial strain if we just went back to London. So unfortunately, I was not able to go there, but I definitely love to go back for one of their dowsing festivals. And Lawrence Mayne was a very Arthurian legend character. Like, he was very rugged, had a white beard, long hair. He looked very in tune with the land, and I think that was really beautiful. When we went back to London, we did all the touristy things. We stayed in a hotel that was a couple blocks away from the London Eye. We went on the London Eye. We actually went to the Queen's Palace, and it was her birthday, so we were actually there for her birthday, and they had this big celebration. There was a lot of soldiers there. We saw her riding in the carriage to the castle, and it was just very beautiful, and I am really appreciative that I was even allowed to go at all. It's very beautiful. For those of you listening to me ramble on about the Arthurian legends, I want to know if you guys have ever heard of the Arthurian legends, and that's the open forum question. If you haven't, I recommend you check it out. It is a story of romance and betrayal and a lot of other elements that make the stories just amazing, that I hope will inspire you to do more research of your own. You were listening to Intellectual Thoughts of a Teenage Girl, Program 15, aired on Global Community Radio. I'm your host, Nicole Garland. And if you have any more comments or feedback for the show, please feel free to email me at intellectualthoughtsofateen@gmail.com. If you have an answer to the open forum question or want to question any of my guests that I've had previously on the show, including Mr. Brandon Daly, please feel free to hit me up on Twitter and Facebook at Teen Girl Radio. If you want more information about the show and podcast information, that can be found on www.intellectualthoughtsofateen@gmail.com. Thank you for listening. And in this world where you think nobody cares about you, I do. Please be you. And have a good night.